Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Tes, Pesachim 119. Today's daf yomi started the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says on the bottom of 119b, Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikom. And it's a very, very difficult phrase to translate because it doesn't make complete sense. Ein Maftirin, we know that means we don't conclude. Achar HaPesach, after the Paschal Lamb, Afikomen, is missing a word. We don't conclude after the meal, and so we have to add in the word with the Afikomen. We don't conclude after the meal with the Afikomen. Today, the Afikomen, we know, is the final matzah that we eat at the end of the Seder that people make a whole game with the children of looking for it. But the Gemara asked the question, what does this mean? My Afikomen, what is this Afikomen that we learned to our Mishnah that you're not allowed to finish the meal of the Korban Pesach with the Afikomen? So says Rav, Amar Rav, Shelo Yakru Michabura Lechabura. Rav says you're not allowed to uproot yourself to go from one group to another group. So we know what this is about because we've come across this before in our tractate that you're not allowed to go on the Seder night after you eat the Pesach to go from one group to another. And the word afikomen means afiku minaihu, take out your utensils. Like somebody says, okay, let's take our plates and forks where we are, where they didn't really have forks, they had very, very elementary utensils. Let's take whatever we have or whatever we use to eat, our plates and our bowls, and we'll go to another place. And the reason why it's prohibited, according to most commentaries, is because maybe you're going to come, God forbid, to eat the Pesach in another place. And we know that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat the Pesach in two separate places. So this we had seen in the Mishnah on 86a, that we'd seen you're allowed to divide yourself up into two groups. One group eats here, one group eats there. But a person himself is not allowed to eat the Pesach in two places. So that's what the first approach is, says Rav, Shelo Yakru Michabura Chabura, that you're not allowed to go after you finish your meal, say, oh, let's go eat someplace else. Shmuel says, not only does it mean you're not allowed, that doesn't just mean you're not allowed to go from one place to another, but rather even in the same place, after you eat the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to bring out other things. You can go in Ordilai. He says, like, I like to eat at the end of my meal. He likes to eat truffles and mushrooms. That's what they used to eat. And he says, I used to eat, that was my dessert, viguzlayo Abba. And Abba is a reference to Rav. The Rav used to eat these pigeons. He used to eat them at the end of the meal. And these things are prohibited to eat after the Pesach. And the word afikomen means afiku mine, according to this approach, meaning take out the dessert. That's how the Rashbam explains it. Afiku mine, take out the dessert to sweeten our palate at the end of the meal. And so on this approach, what's the reason why it's going to be prohibited? And you can't, because we're concerned that you might come to eat something else. But the real concern is we want the taste of the Pesach to remain in your mouth. And we don't want it to be surpassed by these desserts or by these other foods. And indeed, Rav Chanina bar Shila and Rabbi Yochanan, they say kigon tamara mukoyos v'agozim. He says it refers to after the eating Korban Pesach, don't eat dates or parched grain or nuts. This is the type of desserts that they used to eat at the end of the meal. And indeed, Tanya kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan, eim aftir nachar Pesach doesn't. It means don't eat after the Korban Pesach. Kigon tamara mukoyos v'agozim. Don't eat these types of dessert. The Levush writes in his commentary to Orach Chaim that this is why today we eat the matzah at the end of the meal. It's called the Afikomen because we're saying, take it out, bring out the matzah, which is like our sweetness. The matzah that we have is our sweetness, and therefore it's our mitzvah, which is so precious to us, like dessert. This is what we're saying, take out our sweetness, our dessert. I saw an interpretation from Professor Saul Lieberman, where Professor Saul Lieberman wrote this, and Tosefta Kipshuta, I don't remember where I saw it, that he said what it means is it comes from the Greek word epikomaison. That they, what they used to do at the end of the meal is that people used to go in the Roman times, what they would go after they ate one meal, they go to another meal. And they would throw themselves up in a vulgar manner, and throw themselves up and go to another place and eat more, and then they would go to another. These orgiastic parties where they would just eat in this obscene manner, and that's what they would do. They would eat their meal and then throw themselves up and go to another place and eat. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what they're saying. After we eat the Korban Pesach, Don't do this. Don't throw yourself up and don't do an epikomaizen and go to another place and eat more food. That's not the way we celebrate. The other people celebrate like that. That's how the Roman parties in those times, that's how they would celebrate. They would throw themselves up and eat in this obscene, vulgar manner to get more food. No, what we're supposed to do is we have to keep it inside. Don't go running from party to party. That's why there's a prohibition. That's why the rabbis were so careful about not going from one chabura to another chabura, not going around from one group to another group. The essence was not to go around partying in all these different places, but the essence of the holiday is to understand who we are in our own homes and who we are in our families, and to spend time with our core community on this night. And that's the reason why we're not supposed to go into this epikomaizen type of behavior. Chasam Sofer says also almost the opposite, but also similar. He says that we know that this is the answer we give to the Chacham. When the Chacham says, we say to the Chacham, "Im aftir nachar Pesach afikomen." Don't after the afikomen, after the Pesach, you don't go for afikomen. He understands the Chacham. It's a polemic. He says the Chacham is saying, "I want to, after I first learn Torah, then I'm going to go learn all the other sciences in the world, all the other things that the Chasam Sofer thought would be dangerous to him." Say, no, after the Pesach, you stay here. You have to entrench yourself in the Torah, understand the Torah in more and more depth till you really come to the depths of it. That's what the answer is to the wise son at the Seder.